Alright everyone, it's Grimlord here and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And we've got fresh women. Not that much because it's 4 in the morning here right now. But I was looking up some things. Basically, you'll find out more about them later. Let's get right into it. Oh! Well, hi. I was surprised by your call. But I have to say that this place here is an improvement over that smelly arcade. Or that old smelly arcade, rather. That's definitely true. Guess I owed you for that day. You're still acting weird. What's going on? I'll tell you everything inside. Of course I didn't tell her everything. I only said it was necessary for her to understand my situation. In the end, the lunch was a lot more fun than I expected. So just so I understand, are you basically homeless now? Or is this a new pickup line like, "Hey, you pretty thing, I'm homeless, can I sleep in your bed?" That's not quite the word I would use. But yeah, I'm basically homeless now. But don't worry, it's not a cheap pickup line, and I'll be fine. What I'm most concerned about is what will become of you after eating all that dessert. I don't have to worry about calories, it all goes to my big genius brain. Ah, so you're a genius now, are you? That's new. Of course I am. For example, I knew this Lily person was going to be a pain in the ass. But kicking you out when you did nothing wrong, that's a low blow. That in addition to the fact that I told him I fucked his wife. Not to mention the fact that I was spying on Lily. And that I had sex with her. But you don't need to know that, Julia. Furthermore, huh? That's not the only reason I'm a genius. Oh no, what else then? Remember I was on the wait list for college? Yeah, I remember something like that. Well, the thing is, I figured it out, and now I'm in. Wow, Julia, that's amazing. And that's not all. Guess which college I'm going to? No, really? Yes. Guess you'll have to see me again tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow? Yeah, you're coming tomorrow, right? The first day of college? Wait, you are, right? I honestly don't know. I don't have a place to stay. Does it make sense for me to go to college? Isn't it better if I take care of this other thing first? Listen here, Grimm. Do you know how many people wanted to be in your shoes, being able to study? Also, you have a job. You'll turn this around. And there's more. You are the best Dance Dance Supreme player in the world. Even better than me, I have to admit. Have you ever thought about turning professional? Anyway, do what you gotta do and get ready to see me at college tomorrow. And you better be excited about it. You deserve it, too. Wow. I think she's right. After Julia's yelling, I thought we were gonna get kicked out. Luckily, they didn't even seem to care. I had already been put out on the street once that day. One more time wouldn't hurt. It was time to start thinking about what really matters. Time to go home while I still have one. Looks like someone got here before me. No fucking way. You here again? Huh? Oh, hi, Grimm. What do you mean, hi? What are you doing in my house? Again? Wow, you're on edge today. Emily, you're in my room. And you're naked. Ah, but I like sleeping naked. Tell me the truth. Did you steal my underwear? No. I just borrowed it. It's the same thing. You took something from my house without my permission. You know what? I give up. Fuck this place. Yeah, fuck this place. And you? Yes, me? Fuck me too, right? What? Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me, silly. You're crazy, Emily. Or maybe I'm the sanest person here. Heh. I know I'm right. And you will fuck me. You know what? You must be right. Fuck you, Emily. Yes, fuck me. But tell me something. This is the first time we're doing this, right? What do you think? I think it doesn't even matter anymore. I could ask you a lot of questions, but I know the answers will be vague or meaningless. So the best thing to do is not ask anything. And let you do what you do best. Now that's what I'm talking about. And you know I do it right. If you say so. Let's see if... Oh. Oh my god. I know exactly what you like. How do you know that? Did you learn from my underwear? Did you learn that from my underwear, rather? Are you some kind of witch or something? Do you really want me to answer, or do you want me to keep sucking you? No more questions, Your Honor. Wow, taste is a very personal thing. So for me, this is perfect. This feels like a tailored service, exactly how I like it. And I don't even have to say anything. If this is good, I wonder what sex must be like with her. Would it be better than in that dream? Damn, she was right. I really wanted to fuck Emily. Or I really want to fuck Emily, rather. I think you're ready. What? How do you... Shh. Leave it to me. Alright. Leave it to Emily. Aren't you afraid the neighbors will see you? What neighbors? I don't see anyone here. Maybe you want to take a look? Oh, I'm definitely going to want to see it up close. Yes, that's right. Oh. Ah, this is even better. Than in the dream. Ah, how cute. You mean you've been dreaming about me? Well, I... And what do we do in those dreams of yours? Was it similar to what we're doing right now? It was similar. I also had no idea what was going to happen. And isn't that amazing? Liberating? It's great to have nothing to worry about. It's also a little scary. So are you going to keep fucking me or not? Who knows? I think your dick already gave us an answer to that question. Hey, what are you doing? Come on. Come and fuck me more. You brought a pretty girl over here a few days ago. Are you going to fuck me the same way you fucked her? Huh? Can we just not talk about it? She has a silly face, but she knows a lot more than she shows. I should stay away from people like her. Which you probably shouldn't be fucking her either. There's only one problem. She's so fucking hot. And she fucks like she knows me. Ah, so good. Sometimes it pays off to fuck a crazy woman. She seems to be enjoying it too. I think it's worth experimenting a little more and understanding what she likes. Ah, yes, that's it. You know how to treat a girl, Grim. Hope you do not mind me lending a hand. In that case, let me help you myself. Yes, that's it. Somehow I figured she'd like that. It feels natural. I can do whatever I want. I've wanted this for so long. So long? So you really had left the door open on purpose? Of course, I wanted you to think of me. Did you like my strategy? Improvise, adapted, and overcame. Time to adapt again. Your turn to stay in bed. What the... Shh. Just enjoy it. As I said before, I'll do what I do best. My god. And I take this cowgirl talk pretty seriously. I love riding you, Grim. Well, I didn't know she had so much energy. It's always one surprise after another with you, Emily. I hope you like surprises, because I have one more. Oh, and what is it? I'll let you choose one thing. Only one! And it's just this once. I'll let you choose where you want to finish. You can do whatever you want. In that case, I want to fuck your mouth. Let's see how deep you can go. Oh, a classic. Won't be that easy, but girls like challenges. Wow, it's huge. You can hold it with both hands. It's like a fucking broadsword. No, the broadsword. What are those damn... It's too late for me to be thinking of the damn... I don't think it's a bastard sword. I'm trying to think of the... Great big, like a claymore. Yeah, two-handed sword. I haven't tried going deep before, but now it's a request from you that I can't say no to. I'll go easy on you. So let's see. I believe in you, Emily. Huh? What was it? I think I can't. Well, that's okay. No, it's not okay. I have to. It's my duty. Shit. I'll go at once. What? At once? Oh! Move! My God! Ah! Again! Ooh, man. Ah! She did it! She's insane! She won't stop! And if she keeps this up, there won't be time to warn her. Emily? Huh? Voila! Ah! Wow, look! Oh! Fuck! Did I do it right? More than right! Excellent! Now, if you don't mind, I need to go wash myself. Of course, it's over there. Ugh! I didn't even sleep last night. I think my body is finally giving in. I should get some rest in the meantime. Grim. Grim? Grim! What? I have to go now. Won't you show me the door? Sure. Why are you doing that? I have more neighbors than just you, Emily. If you say so. All right, I have something for you. You can consider this the last gift of the day. What are they for? One is your apartment key. I would have to return it to you one day or another anyway. The other one, you'll learn real soon what's for. See you later, Grim. She must still be up to something. Phew, I sure need some rest. Let's see if she really gave me my key. It fits, but won't turn. Damn it, Emily. She gave me the wrong key. All right, there's two of them. The second one works, dumbass. I think she was telling the truth after all, but the keys are practically identical. How so? Does this key then open another door in the building? Coming from Emily, it could be that, or it could be nothing. It does not matter. It's not like I'm going to be here that long to find out, either. I better take a nap. I have to be fresh for college. Tomorrow will be a long day. Well, I have to go talk to Susan. She said she wants to talk to me. Wait, how did I get here? Oh, I'm dreaming. Will I see Emily again? And who the fuck is this Emily? Davila, what? What are you doing here? Look around, you boy. You died and went to hell. What? Hell doesn't look too bad. But what did I do to end up here? You drank the red drink, remember? Now poof, your consciousness sent you to hell. Of course, of course. Now if you don't mind, I'm gonna wake up from this dream real quick. Wait, you are in hell. You have to suffer. Go talk to your boss. Shit. Let's get on with it then. Hi, Susan. Hi, Charlie. It's a pity you can't be here today. Charlie? I want you here tomorrow as soon as I'm done talking to you-know-who. Is she talking about my father? Grim! Oh, hi. Why are you naked? What? That looks like... What's his name off Different Strokes? I'm trying to think. I think he's still alive. What? Gary Coleman, right. Oh, it was just a dream. But she was right. I have to talk to Susan. Maybe she can even help me with work. She shouldn't be awake yet, so I'll just text her. She'll probably text me back when she wakes up. What? I think she was up after all. Hi, Grim. Did you text me? Sorry to bother you so early. I wanted to talk to you about work. I wanted to know if you have any jobs for me. Oh, sure, but don't you have classes today? Yes, but not so early in the morning. Well, in that case, I really wanted to talk about work with you. What do you think about coming to the beach house? I know you know the address. Oh, shit, she knows. Now? Yes, now. It won't take long. I'm on my way. This reminds me of that day with Sue. She was very mysterious about Susan's place. So far, I haven't seen anything special about it. Except for maybe this view. Oh, there she is. Hi, Grim. Thank you for coming. Please, come in. I wonder if she and Lily talked yesterday. Does Susan know I've spied on her twice? The first time was when I was here with... The first time was when I came here with Sue. The second time was with Chloe's drone. Please, sit down. As I said, this won't take long. But first, are you alright? You haven't said a word yet. Oh, I know what it is. You're nervous because today's the first day of college. Is that it? What did I have to lose? Did you talk to Lily yesterday or today? What? Well, not yesterday, but she came here the day before yesterday. Good, so you still don't know. What are you talking about? I wanted to know more about my father, but no one would give me answers. Not Lily, not my mother, not you. So I decided to investigate myself. I know a lot more than you're telling me. Grim, we've talked about this. No, we didn't. Otherwise, you would have told me about the awful things they did to my father. What? How did you know that? Have you been spying on me? Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, is that you, Sue? Yeah, I just woke up. Just a second, Grim. Is everything all right? I'm a little dizzy. Could you get me some water? Of course. I'll be back in a moment. Whispered. Hey, you idiot! What the fuck do you think you're doing? Sue, what are you doing here? I'm here not being stupid, unlike you. What? What the fuck are you doing? I have to tell her the truth. What truth, Grim? Sue asked me to investigate you. She thinks there's something wrong with you. And then she had something to do with Charlie's accident. What are you doing? Is this true, Sue? No! Do you really think I would do something against Charlie? I don't know! You act so weird all the time! I don't know, I never know what you're feeling! What did you want me to do? Mope around the whole day? This is an obsession, Sue. Everyone has their own way of dealing with grief. I just wanted to know what happened to my uncle! I may have the answer to that. What do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean, Grim? I told you I remembered him. We were talking on the phone on the night of the accident. Charlie has always been against talking on the phone while driving. I was an important call. I don't remember what it was about, but I seemed to be very angry with him. Perhaps he lost control for that reason. Why were you mad at Uncle Charlie? I don't know. I would really like to know. It was weird. I didn't feel like it was me there. What? Don't give me that shit. Are you telling me you're a new man now? Oh, do me a favor. Sue, what is it? Maybe you should go to your room. What? Why? This matter is more delicate than it seems. I won't be left out of this again. Sue, I promise I'll tell you everything you want to know. But please go to your room now. Fine, whatever. And you, we're going to have a little chat later. Idiot. Come on, Grim. It's time for me to tell you the truth. Are you really going to tell me? You deserve to know the truth. Sit down. So, what happened was this. Shortly after the two met, Sam began to influence your father to make some risky investments. Your father saw this as a challenge and bought into Sam's idea. But Sam was increasingly distancing himself from the investments, which in themselves was getting riskier. So your father was sunk into debt, while Sam kept the profits. Well, we all took the profits, but we didn't know that Sam was manipulating your father. They had a fight, and then your father started acting strange. Not long after that, he disappeared. And then shortly after, you started your investigation. And then, there was the accident. So you really don't know where he is. I'm sorry, Grim. But then he might still be out there. Grim, he abandoned you and your mother. You shouldn't look for him. I want to know what happened. And if that's the case, then I want him to explain himself. I get it. Oh, one last thing. Who is with you in this photo? It's my last clue. I remember this photo. It was your mother who took it. She's not a gifted photographer. There was no one with me. It was taken at our annual charity ball. Charity ball? Yeah, we feel bad about what we did to your dad, so every year since he disappeared, we've raised money for charity. The next one happens this week. So this is the important event that Alyssa told me about. Chloe also said this ball was important. If there's anyone who knows anything about my father, that's where I'll find them. Please, let's sit back down. I'm not done yet. By the way, if we're okay, I'd like you to do something for the event. I'll pay you extra for that, of course. God knows I need some extra cash for now. Of course, I'll do it. Excellent. I'll need you to make a delivery outside of town. On a bike? Of course not. You will accompany my driver. You must return the day after the ball. Not good. I promised Alyssa I'd dance with her group, but of course I can't tell Susan about that. Actually, I can. I already had something else planned for that night. Well, I think I can find someone else in time. Also, I think we need some time to think about what we discussed today. Maybe it'll be for the best. Thank you, Susan. Well, I should go. Oh, yes, of course. Have a nice day, Grim. That ended well. What the... asshole? What the fuck? She's crazy. Shit, I've wasted my time, but at least it's still morning. I hope the rest of my day is beginner than the beginning of it. At least I'll go to college early. Today is a very important day. Still, being inside these four walls makes me feel bad. This is Emily's apartment. And this is my key. I wonder if... let's see. It fits! But it won't work. Same as the other key when I tried it on my door. So does the second key she gave me open the door to her house? Certainly sounds like something Emily would do. Well, at least my key always works. Now all we have to know is if there's anyone else here. Good. There's nobody else here. It's how it should always be. Finally, some peace of mind. I guess I spoke too soon. Hello? Oh, hey, Alyssa. Hi, Grim. I remember that today's your first day of college, so I wanted to congratulate you. Are you excited? Maybe excited isn't the right word. Oh, really? Did something happen? Yeah, there's a little problem with my living situation. Wow, that sounds serious. What happened? I'll have to find another place to live. Very soon. Oh, no, but why? I'm starting to get worried. Oh, don't worry. I will survive. Did you check the college dorms? They were on my mind before coming here. I was told college usually takes a week to have them looked at. My case is a little more urgent. My goodness, so it really is bad. But please don't let that ruin your day. I actually called to ask you for a favor, but now I'm seeing this as an opportunity. Oh, really? What favor? Oh, before we get to that, I might have a solution to your problem. If it's just for a few days, you can stay at the dance studio. It's not much, but it has a bathroom and also a place to sleep. Wow, seriously? Can I really stay there? Of course, but you don't have to answer me now. In fact, now might be the best time to talk about that favor. Well, this is the week of that event I mentioned to you. So we have to start training. Wouldn't you like to help me practice? Oh, but how could I help you? You sure know a lot more than I do. Actually, you did it better. Your posture was perfect, much closer to the original. Oh, really? But you said I had a lot to improve. Maybe I was a little jealous of your natural talent, and that's why I said those things. But the truth is, it was almost flawless. This event, is it the charity ball? Yes, how did you know? Susan, who's organizing the event, she's my boss. Oh, it all makes sense now. So it really is the same event. Maybe I can find out a little more by helping her. Sure, I'll do what I can. Oh, really? Amazing! There's only one tiny problem. What would it be? It would have to be today. Is that okay? Oh, I have to go to college soon. But how about tonight? Does that work for you? Perfect. I'll wait for you then. No problem. Alyssa, did you say something? No. I really hope I do well at this event. This would give a lot of visibility to the studio. And God knows how much I need this to work. Well, I'll try my best. Thank you, Grim. See you later. I really hope this works out. I'm really gonna need it. She seemed pretty serious at the end. I hope all is well with her. Well, I should go change clothes. I think I'll be able to get ready and still have some time to spare. Maybe I should go to college sooner and find out more about the dorms. I need to find a place to stay as soon as possible. Maybe I should check with... Huh? Hey, Dylan. Bro, you've been missing for the last 24 hours. What happened? Well, a lot. I'll tell you when I get to college. No, sir, you would tell me now. Come down. What do you mean? Are you by any chance... Dylan, please tell me this isn't you. And who else would it be? My God, Dylan. Hurry up. Or you not want to arrive in style? Okay, I'm convinced. If we're gonna do this, let's do it in style. That's what I'm talking about. Bro, just one thing. Why are you wearing that? And where did you get these different vehicles from? Technically, these are two things you asked me. But, well, how else would people know I'm Russian? But you aren't. Never mind. Oh, I almost forgot. There's one for you, too. Wait, I don't want to pretend to be Russian. It's okay, man. You're my friend. So it's not cultural appropriation. That's not how it... Never mind. Just give me that hat. That's it, bro. Come on. Whoa! Hold your hats, cowboys. I almost lost mine. Everything is fine. I'll take it for you. I'll take it for you from now. Oh, man. Your first day of college. You're gonna love it. You. Bro, are you okay? Huh? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Dylan. That's fine, man. You know, I was gonna wait for you to tell me, but I think I better ask now. Things with Lily yesterday didn't go too well, did they? They did not. I'm sorry, bro. But I haven't even told you the worst part yet. I got kicked out of the apartment. Did you live with her? Of course not. Her husband owns the place where I live. Ah, got it. Wait, so you don't have a place to stay? Yeah, basically. Dude, that's awesome. How is that awesome? Man, I've always wanted a roommate. You should come live with me. We can bring women there. Then we can drink and watch movies. Can I really stay at your place? Of course, bro. But wait, if we take girls there, won't they find out you're not a foreigner? Dude, you haven't seen my room. It's very authentic. More Russian stuff? More Russian stuff! Holy shit, Dylan. But seriously now, my doors are open for you, bro. Just call me. Thanks, dude. I'll let you know. And we're here! Dylan, I didn't think it would be this crowded here. Phew. I thought you said you wanted to do this in style. Yeah, but... And don't forget your hat. Well, I think that's what I agreed with. Here we go. I guess now people think I'm a weirdo. Good for me. What's up? Hey. Bro! Nice. Next time, try an accent. Trust me, bro, it always works. Oh, really? Maybe I will. Gentlemen. Ma'am. Please take your hats off before entering. Oh, man. It was good while it lasted. Are you sure we should be here? How so? That's what I meant. Wasn't there supposed to be some lecture here or something? It'd be hard to do that if we have to stay quiet. The opening lecture? The boring thing? Nah, it's far better to be here. Besides, she's here too. She? Hi, Grim. Oh, hi, Chloe. Are you okay? Yes. But I wanted to apologize to you. To apologize? What for? You know what? I remembered that I have some international business to attend. See you later, friends. Right. So, sorry about the other day. I get kind of intense when I get excited. Maybe I took things too far. but I was glad you accepted me for who I am. It's hard to be an open book. Thank you for that. You don't need to thank me. Hey, Twinkle Tut! Oh! Hi, Julia. Sorry to interrupt. Oh, fuck. This can go to shit so easily. Think, Grim, think. Hi, I'm Chloe. I'm helping the freshmen like Grim here. Right? Oh, thanks, Chloe. That's right. I'm Julia. Do you hug them all or just the ones you think are cute? What? Never mind. Glad you came after all. Why, were you thinking about not coming? Well, I ended up not telling you yet, but things yesterday with Lily didn't end very well. Oh no, what happened? Wait, does she know? Yeah, Chloe's been helping me with the situation. The latest news is that there wasn't much dialogue. I may have overstepped some boundaries. Then I got kicked out of the apartment. Oh no, what are you gonna do now? Do you have a place to stay? I'm still trying to work that out, but Dylan invited me to stay at his place. Well, maybe that could work. But in case you reconsider, there's a spare room in my house. Huh. Dylan is a great friend, but I couldn't imagine myself as his roommate. Whatever you decide, just let me know. Anyway, you can always talk to the faculty about housing. That should give more information in the opening lecture. Alright, are you going there too? No, that's for the freshmen. But you should go. Alright then. Shall we go, Julia? I'm already on my way. Thank you, Chloe. See you later. See you later, Grim. Nice to meet you, Julia. So, you're staying at Chloe's, huh? I still don't know. She is pretty. Maybe you should. It's a shame I can't help you with your living situation. That's fine, Julia. You've done a lot, giving me the courage to come here today. For that alone, I'm already grateful. Well, I think we're here. You sure this is the place? I'm a genius, remember? Oh, right. Then why come to college if you're a genius? People need someone to inspire them, obviously. Oh, yes, that makes sense. The opening lecture was a bunch of bullshit about what not to do. But that somehow made Julia feel happier. She looks like she belongs here. She even got along well with Chloe and Dylan, and she had more time to talk to them. All this almost made me forget about the other problems. Almost. I still had to meet Alyssa and figure out some way to go to the dance. Well, at least this time I know where the teacher is. Speaking of which, where is she? Oh, damn. She's amazing. Huh? Grim, is that you? Yes, and I wasn't peeking. I think I've got used to that, haha. Come on, get inside. Wow, I see you came prepared. And you're already practicing. I have to be ready. You seem a bit worried. I had the same feeling over the phone. Is everything okay? Yeah, I just want everything to go well so I can dedicate myself more to the studio. I imagine working two jobs is exhausting. Yes, but we keep going. We keep going. Even with adversity, you keep going. Recently, I've been feeling like I'm not going to make it anymore. Grim, but I'm trying. That's great. It's something we can definitely do. Try. Speaking of which, what was that step like again? Right, let's warm up first. I'll help you. Wow, you're really tense. The apartment thing isn't letting you relax, is it? No, it's not. But I'll get over it. I'm not the only one with problems. Maybe at least for now I can put all that aside. Wow, looks like stretching is already working. Shall we? Oh, hold on, let's go back. Wow. I've seen romance movies like that. I don't know how you do it. You're not even sweating. Over time, you get used to it. I think it's so natural that there are days when I finish training and go straight home. But today was tiring even for me. I think we deserve a shower. Wouldn't be a bad idea. Come on, the locker room is this way. But don't even try to come up with any silly ideas. You go to the boys' room and I go to the girls'. Also, no spying. And how do I know you won't spy? How absurd. You're the one who does that kind of thing. I still haven't forgotten the day you saw me dancing in the cafe. Sorry about that. That's not what I meant. I'm not accusing you of anything. Well, I have to... Oh, yes, of course. It's gonna be okay, Grim. You will soon feel like yourself again. I don't even know how feeling like myself is supposed to be, but I know she said that just trying to help me. So the least I can do is not ruin her night with these thoughts. Maybe I just better go home. I should just... Grim? I'm coming. That's fine. Take as much time as you need. I only came here because... I don't know, I had a weird feeling. I know you're not feeling well. I just wanted to tell you that it's okay to feel that way. Anyone who really knows you and likes you will understand. And I know that you must be thinking that no one really knows you, but that's not true. You are who you are. The past doesn't matter. And most importantly, you need to know that you are not alone. My mom always said a hug fixes everything. It may not be true, but it certainly makes things better, right? Thanks, Alyssa. I needed that. Do you know how things can get even better? How? Like this. Wow. I think I needed that, too. Well, then maybe you'll like this. I was thinking, we met at the cafe. You can count that as a first date. Then you came here and we saw the moon together. That could be the second date. That one felt more like a date, but the first one... Trust me on this. That means this would be our third date. Oh? You know what that means, don't you? The third date? But if you count like that, this wouldn't be like the fifth date. That just means I made you wait even longer. Wait, I had an accident, you know, so I don't remember some things. Why don't you tell me more about what that means? Well, usually people do something different on the third date. They tend to take a step forward. Would you like to take the next step with me, Grim? And on that note, we gotta save something. We're gonna end it here. Of course I'm taking the step, but we'll, you know, save that for later. And this will be the Grim Lord, and I will be out. I hope this answers your question. But I just want to take this step with you, if you're comfortable with it, okay? And I hope that this answers your question. Holy fuck, I could get lost in those thighs. Damn! And her fit body. Yeah, any uncanny valley I ever had just disappeared with that. Will I be able to last long with her? I don't know, but well, I'll find out next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more fresh women.